Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Congratulations from the Amir of Hizb Tahrir, eminent scholar Atta bin Khalil Abu Rashta, on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr, 1447 AH, corresponding to 2026 CE. All praises due to Allah, and peace and blessings be upon His Messenger, His family, His companions, and those who follow Him. To the Muslim Ummah, the best nation brought forth for mankind. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You are the best nation ever brought forth to mankind. You enjoin what is good, forbid what is evil, and believe in Allah. Ali Imran 110. To the pure and pious da'wah carriers, and we do not praise anyone before Allah, who speak good words in calling to Allah, and do righteous deeds. Allah has praised those who possess these qualities. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مَنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ And whose words are better than someone who calls others to Allah, does good, and says, I am truly one of those who submit. Fussilat 33. To the esteemed visitors of this page, those who come to it sincerely and earnestly, seeking the good it offers, may Allah reward you. I congratulate you all on the blessed Eid al-Fitr. May Allah accept your fasting and Qiyam prayers and grant you a good reward, for He is possessor of an immense bounty. Honorable brothers and sisters, this Eid comes at a time when the state of Muslims is neither pleasing to friends nor enraging to enemies. The tyrant Trump and his protege Netanyahu have been waging a brutal attack on Iran and Lebanon since February 28, 2026. They destroy, bomb, and kill just as they did and continue to do in Gaza and all of Palestine. Despite the ongoing aggression, Trump has managed to prevent the rulers surrounding those under attack from taking any effective action against it. Instead, they watch what is happening without lifting a finger, as if they are impartial, or rather closer to Trump and the Jews. The tyranny of the rulers in Muslim lands is intensifying, and their allegiance to the kafir, disbelieving colonizers, especially America, is increasing. They think that this allegiance will keep them on their crooked thrones. They do not realize that this allegiance is a major crime that will bring them shame and humiliation in this world and painful punishment in the hereafter. سَيُصِيبُ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا صَغَائِرٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَعَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَمْكُرُونَ The wicked will soon be overwhelmed by humiliation from Allah and a severe punishment for their evil plots. Al-An'am 124. They forgot or pretend to forget that if their services to America were to end, America would discard them like a seed. The examples of their predecessors speak volumes. If only they understood. The loyalty of these rulers to the kafir colonizers has reached such a point that when one of their countries is attacked, the others do nothing to help it. The best among them are those who merely count the dead and wounded. This is not the case for the Muslim Ummah. Rather, the original state of it is as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith narrated by Muslim on the authority of Nu'man bin Bashir, who said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم مثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. The example of the believers in their mutual love, mercy and compassion is like the example of the body. If one part of it is afflicted, the whole body responds with sleeplessness and fever. But this ummah has lost its khilafah, caliphate, which governs it according to what Allah has revealed, and through which it fights the enemies of Allah, and restores it truly and sincerely as one body. If one part of it is afflicted, the whole body responds with sleeplessness and fever. O Muslims, your glory lies in the return of your state, the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate. Hizb Tahrir, the pioneer that does not lie to its people, has dedicated itself to sincere and earnest work by Allah's permission, to resume an Islamic way of life by establishing the Khilafah Rashida. It is truly the pioneer that does not lie to its people. It is a party that is distinguished by its goodness, and those who are not worthy of its goodness stay away from it. This is how we perceive it, and we consider all its members working with it to be serious, diligent, and sincere workers who, by Allah's permission, yearn to the hereafter more than they yearn to this world. They work day and night, hoping for Allah's mercy, so that His promise and the glad tidings of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam may be fulfilled through them, and that is not difficult for Allah to accomplish. This is what will save the Ummah, restore its glory, strengthen its power, and make its enemies think 1,000 times before attacking it. This is only possible through the return of its Khilafah once again, so that the earth may shine with its goodness and justice. Just as the Khilafah ended the arrogance of the Roman and Persian kings and emperors, so too will it end the arrogance of their followers, such as the tyrant Trump and his ilk among the Kafir colonizers. As for the Jewish entity, it is too insignificant to be given any weight, for it is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَنْ يَضُرُّكُمْ إِلَّا أَذَى وَإِنْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارِ ثُمَّ لَا يُنصَرُونَ. They can never inflict harm on you except a little annoyance, but if they meet you in battle, they will flee and they will have no helpers. Ali Imran 111. It is incapable of standing firm on its own. It is not fit for fighting except with the help of people, as Al-Qawi Al-Aziz, Almighty, All-Powerful, says, ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمِ الذِّلَّةُ أَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُوا إِلَّا بِحَبْلٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَحَبْلٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. They will be stricken with disgrace wherever they go unless they are protected by a covenant with Allah or a treaty with the people. Ali Imran 112. They have severed the rope of Allah, leaving them only the rope of the people, America, Europe, and their treacherous agents among the rulers of Muslim lands, who remain passive in the face of the brutal aggression of the Jews. Otherwise, the Jewish entity would have ceased to exist long ago and vanished without a trace. The problem lies in the existing states in Muslim lands today, for their rulers are allied with the Kafir colonizers, the enemies of Islam, and the Muslims. Thus, the calamity of the Muslims lies in their rulers and their allegiance to the Kafir colonizers. They obey their commands and refrain from what they forbid, instead of their allegiance being to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upholding His laws, striving in His cause, and following the example of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If they do this, Islam and the Muslims will be honored, and disbelief in the disbelievers, kufr and the kuffar, will be humiliated. وَيَوْمَ إِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. And on that day, the believers will rejoice at the victory willed by Allah. He gives victory to whoever He wills, for He is the Almighty, Most Merciful. Ar-Rum 4-5. In conclusion, my brothers and sisters, going back to the beginning, I congratulate you on Eid al-Fitr, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have performed the fasting and qiyam prayers of this noble month in a manner that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I also ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala that this Eid be an opening of goodness, blessing and glory for Islam and Muslims. Wallahu ghalibun ala amrihi walakinna akthara an-nas la ya'lamun. Allah's will always prevail, but most people do not know. Yusuf 21. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. 1st of Shawwal, 1447 AH, March 19, 2026 CE, your brother, Ata bin Khalil, Abu Rashta.